email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, there's been widespread criticism about the lack of geographical spread and rural representation around the cabinet table. But does it really matter, or should we go as far as having a minister for each province? Well, to discuss this in detail, I'm joined in studio by Conor Skehan, lecturer in TUD School of Spatial Planning. And I'm also joined from our Athlone studio by independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Dennis Nocton. And thank you both very much for joining me this morning. Dennis, I'll come to yourself first. Do we need a geographical spread around the cabinet table? Or does it matter about where you live as long as you have a different perspective?
Well, I think it's important that you have at the cabinet table people of a very different perspective and background. And that's why I think you've seen in recent times a push for more women to be at the cabinet table. But the exact same argument, I think, can be made in terms of regional spread. And that's why when I was minister, I made sure that we tried not only to put more women on state boards, but we tried to put people from other parts of the country on state boards as well. You need to remember that most of the decisions that are made in this country, the key decision makers live within 1 square mile in the city centre of Dublin. And their view and perspective on things is very much from that background and that perspective. So when you actually look at the impact of some of those policy changes, they kind of have a fundamental difference in rural Ireland, something that people don't see. And I suppose, look, very practical example of that is the whole area of climate change. I think in terms of the policies that we have traditionally been pursuing here in Ireland in climate change, we've been very much replicating what's happening in continental Europe. But remember, in Ireland, we're very different to continental Europe in that 37% of our population live on 94% of the landmass of the country, which is very different to any other European country. So carbon taxes have a different impact in terms of rural and urban Ireland, in terms of bringing about the type of change that is needed. So that's why you need to have that balanced perspective from a geographic as well as a gender basis.
Conor, if you have a Dublin Centre cabinet all living within 1 square mile, not all of them, but a lot of them of the city centre, do you just get Dublin-centric thinking?
Well, I'm not falling into that trap. Dennis, you're being a scallywag. That's a terrible thing to say. The reality is that geographic spread is incredibly important. But the question, the false question, so we teach our students, don't ever get trapped into a false question, is mistakening the word representation for legislation. So the cabinet are about legislating and guiding us. Representation is done by a Teachtar Adáile, like Deputy Nocton. That's what they do. And this explosion of junior ministers is only going to undermine the effectiveness of your local TD, whose job it is to represent you in the first place. Having said that, I agree completely with Deputy Nocton, the importance of having other voices at the table. I do think we need to be a little bit more nuanced or careful in the conversation of having a Dublin versus the rest, because the reality, certainly from my work, is that there's four rural Irelands and they're all completely different to each other. And just using a big hand-waving gesture saying that we've got to represent rural Ireland doesn't do anything to talk about the huge difference between the North Midlands and the South Midlands and the West and the East. They're all different rural Irelands with completely different provinces.
And so should all those areas have representation at the cabinet table?
Well, that's the thing there. If you do the maths, right, we've got 20 juniors, 15 full members. We now have more ministers, so to speak, than we have counties. We've 39 constituencies. Where do you stop? Where do you stop, for God's sake? The original framers of the Constitution, Article 28, said we should have between 7 and 15 Oireachtas members. As somebody who's chaired a lot of stuff myself, the really good boards or tiny boards, they get a lot of stuff done. So big is bad, small is good. But I'm not, for a moment, as I said, trying to undermine the importance of what's being said by Deputy Nocton of having correct representation. But representation is much more sophisticated than rural versus Dublin. That's the bottom line.
Dennis?
Well, if Conor listened back to what I said, I never said that. But I think it is important that you do have a mixed perspective and that not everything is focused on that 1 square mile in the city of Dublin. I'm not making the argument that you should have a minister for every county, but it is important that the cabinet as a whole has very different perspectives, comes from different backgrounds. And
they do, though, don't they? The cabinet that we have at the moment, Dennis, I mean, you know, you have Norma Foley from Kerry, you have Heather Humphreys from Cavan Monaghan. It's not like they're all from Dublin. I mean, no, Derek Cleary is at the table, as the point has been made.
He is at the table. But I'll give you two practical examples. First of all, in terms of my own position when I was minister dealing with the post offices. The proposal that was presented to me as minister was to shut the majority of post offices in the country and reduce our postal service to a 3-day a week. Now those two particular assets are seen as the fundamental strongholds of the network in Ireland, and we've seen during COVID-19 how important it was having the postman going to people's doors, having access to the post office network. So there was someone in my position who knew the impact of this in rural Ireland and in regional Ireland, and made that argument and changed that policy to do that. The other example
I suppose my point is that... Okay, so Dara Cleary isn't there in the West to make that argument necessarily, but Norma Foley is there in the South to make that argument. Or Heather, you know, there are other parts of rural Ireland, rural Ireland.
To Dara Cleary, Dara Cleary is a very capable politician. He is in charge of delivering on the legislative programme for government. So he has a very key role to play in government, and I have absolutely no doubt about it. He will use that influence to do it. But if you go back to the government that Connor would have been working close with, and that was the Fine Gael Labour government from 2011 to 2016. The decisions were made by a subcommittee of the cabinet, the Gang of Four, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. And Conor will know that many of the ministers at that particular cabinet were quite frustrated that they didn't get their particular perspective across. So I think the formulation and structure of cabinet and how it makes its decisions and it's different for each cabinet is equally as important as the actual individuals
I want to ask
table.
Conor's thoughts on that.
Yeah, Dennis, there's no disagreement between us. I mean, the ability to understand I'm sorry for using the word nuances all the time, is incredibly important. In your own constituency, you know that you can have two adjoining fields up around Lenamaddy and you couldn't grow nettles in one and you could eat the grass that comes off the other. Rural Ireland is all about nuance. It's all about understanding really fine-grained detail. Nobody better to do that than a TD. In the first instance, you don't need to be at the cabinet table to do that. But that said, I am completely supporting what you're saying about the need for different voices at the cabinet table, the fullest spectrum of them. There's no difference between us at all about that. Let me be clear.
We have a text in here for you, Conor, on Gaeltacht. The islands and the west of Ireland are very poorly represented. Cultural elements of these parts of the country are being lost.
That is true, but the difficulty is the constitution itself set a fixed number of places in the cabinet. We used to have a minister with responsibility for the islands. Last time I counted, I think there's less than 10,000 people living in the islands. If you do that, you have to have a minister for Dublin.
But is that the same thing?
That's the point. The point is, representation. If you go down that route, where do you stop?
Do you think we should have a minister for Dublin?
There would certainly be a case for it. 75% of all the economic activity in the state takes place within 35 kilometres of O'Connell Street.
Dennis?
Well, look, I think that what we need to do is actually look again at how those decisions are made. And I think...
But a minister for Dublin?
No, but I'll answer that in a second, Sarah. But just to answer the fundamental point here is, and that is, I think the Dáil committees need to be brought in at a much earlier stage in terms of policy development so that you have that representational input long before the cabinet make a decision. Now, in terms of your question to me, Sarah, I think there's a very strong argument for the five regions in the country, which would be the four provinces of Dublin, that they would all be represented at the cabinet table. And I think there's a very strong argument in relation to that, no more than there is to have women at the cabinet table.
What are you
table.
Saying there? A minister for Dublin, a minister for the South, a minister for the West? What do you mean by all the provinces represented?
Yeah, well, what I mean is that it is important that you have a fair geographic spread across the country, because people come not, and geography isn't the condition, but the reality is that if you have people from different parts of the country, they do bring with them different views and different perspectives. And the exact same argument is made in relation to having women in decision making positions, because they do bring a different outlook and perspective to things, and people from different localities bring different views and perspectives, and it's important that that mix and that dynamic is there at the cabinet table, so that any decision that's made, whether all of the decisions are made as outlined by the civil service who is based in that one square mile of Dublin. But the important thing is that that's tested and teased out at the cabinet
table. Conor, would you expect the west of Ireland to suffer as a result of not having a senior cabinet minister?
Absolutely, definitely, categorically not.
Why not?
The structures are already in place. We've got really good regional structures. They're only starting to come into existence. If I was to do anything, and again, I'm trying to travel down a path towards where Deputy Nocton is going from, I would have them become more politicised. I would have the regional assemblies and the regional structures have a direct way of plugging into policymaking. I would have them use the incredibly good committee system that we've evolved for ourselves as a country over the last 10 years. I would have those tied in. There's no difference between myself and Deputy Nocton are saying, but it's how you do it. And using cabinet membership is a very blunt instrument to achieve a much more sophisticated ask that we now need.
And what would you see then as the key regional development issues for this government, like the acid test for them? Is it FDI around the country? Is it the development of the Northwest? What are the key regions that we're looking at?
Each region has its own separate issues and there's no single thing. There's a different issue in some regions. So the much scorned rollout of broadband, for instance, you know, as we've seen from COVID, thanks be to God, we're starting to make and we've made the commitments towards that type of stuff. There's new questions for new eras. We've to address, we've seen the other miracle, again, Deputy Nocton rightly raised it, of the post office and how incredibly well they rose to the occasion and they're transforming into a new type of delivery mechanism for all kinds of social goods. So there's lots of new inventions required, but there's different issues in different places. The problems that you have
the
in North Munster...
The big one, though, is jobs, isn't it? Certainly people in rural Ireland would feel they're not getting their fair share of jobs. They all go to Dublin.
Absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. The article I wrote in last Sunday's paper showed that the level of jobs supported per member of the population of Clare, Galway, Limerick, I can't remember the other one, are all the same as Dublin. Galway actually gets more than Dublin. And then four other counties, I can't remember them, are all more.
Okay, Dennis, your response to that? I mean, the West is getting a fair shake at the whip, according to Conor, and they're not going to be impacted by having no minister.
Well, no, I think Conor is right. I think just using the cabinet as the litmus test is a very blunt instrument. And that's why I say that I think what needs to happen is that the Dáil itself needs to be involved at a much earlier stage through the committee system in the development of policy. And that ensures that all perspectives from all parts of the country have a fair input to the final policy development. But look, I've been there, I've been at the cabinet, I've been there very much driving policy forward, and I do know the difference it does make when you're coming from a different perspective to the officials that deal with policy on a day-to-day basis, who are within that, you know, cocoon of Dublin and don't see the implications of a particular policy and proposal. And by adapting and changing it, you can actually bring people along with you, which I did in terms of bin charges, which was a hugely controversial issue before I took over responsibility for it. And it petered out because of the approach we took to it.
Dennis, I'm realising I misheard you at the beginning. The people you were talking about in the one square mile are the senior civil servants and that side of the permanent government. And you're absolutely right. That's where a lot of the problem is that group of people in there. But that goes back to the thing of us being the most centralised democracy in all of Europe. That's what has to be broken down. Decisions, tax raising, tax spending got to be moved out of Dublin into the regions to places where they're closer to the level of impact. So on that, again, there's no disagreement with us. But we're attacking the wrong issue by talking about the cabinet. We should be talking about a decentralisation of power and, more importantly, a devolution, which is a very different thing.
A couple of your texts to 51551. One person says, if we're going to start appointing new regional ministers, what's the point in having city and county councils? And then another says, today there should be a minister for Dublin. Rural TDs, Gardaí and public service members have for generations wrecked the city and sidelined its citizens.
Well, I think that's completely untrue. And in fairness, what we need to try and do is to have more investment and more job creation in the regions. And I read Conor's article and I don't disagree with it. But by doing that, where you actually have vacant houses in parts of the country at the moment, by using and utilising broadband, it means you take pressure off the housing issue in Dublin. You take pressure off traffic congestion in Dublin. And remember that for every site that is developed in the city of Dublin, the taxpayer pays approximately €30,000 in infrastructure. And yet, in other parts of the country, that infrastructure is in place, that house is in place, that school is in place, and yet we have those vacant houses. All so right. It's about getting that balance right.
Dennis Nocton, thank you very much for joining us. We'll have to leave it there. That's Dennis Nocton, independent TD for Roscommon Galway, and also here in studio, Conor Skehan, lecturer in TUD School of Spatial Planning. Thank you both.